An 88-year-old white supremacist is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of a guard at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, Memorial and Museum yesterday, of course. A complaint filed in U.S. District Court in Washington accuses James Von Braun of the premeditated murder in the security guard the murder of security guard Stephen Johns. And Mark Seagraves with our sister station, WTOP Radio, joins us right now with the latest. So, you have the latest. What's going on?
Well, you're right. He has been charged right now with two counts. He's been charged with the murder of Special Officer Stephen Johns. Also been charged with carrying a weapon into a federal building. He could get the death penalty for the murder. Most people know that the District of Columbia does not have the death penalty. Right. But because this happened on federal property, he could be charged with the death penalty. Your Jason Miller contacted the Attorney General's office, and they issued a statement saying...
So the Attorney General makes that determination.
That's correct. I actually talked to Channing Phillips, who is the interim U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. He said it's not his call to make. It is Mr. Holder's call, Attorney General Holder's call. Jason Miller from Federal News Radio got a statement from the Attorney General's office saying basically it's just too early to say whether or not they would seek the death penalty in this case, but they could. The investigation continues, and Joe Persicini with the Washington Field Office of the FBI here says that they are looking into whether or not to add charges of a hate crime or civil rights violations, and that will be determined as their investigation continues.
Now, would those fall under the D.C., or would those be federal?
These will all be prosecuted, as with most serious crimes in the District of Columbia, prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia.
Now, you were also at the press briefing this morning. We saw you on TV.
Again.
Very good about that. But what happened this morning? To give us up to date on what they talked about there.
Mayor Fenty was there, and I think his message was the city is safe. This was an isolated incident. It's under control. The city is safe. You know, this is the high tourist season is upon us, and that's the second biggest industry in the District of Columbia next to the federal government. Mm-hmm. So I think that was his message. Chief of Police Kathy Lanier and Joe Persicini from the FBI talked about the investigation that was continuing. They've seized a lot of computer, cell phone, hard records from Mr. Von Braun, James Von Braun, the alleged shooter, from his home, from his car. They've executed search warrants. They've been interviewing neighbors, friends, and they say that the investigation is an international investigation. They're reaching out to intelligent communities all over the world, according to James Persicini. They said that Mr. Von Braun was known to them. Of course, he had been convicted in the past of an incident at the Federal Reserve Building, but that he was not currently under investigation. Mr. Persicini was very forceful in his comments, saying, the United States doesn't tolerate this kind of thing. They don't tolerate hate crimes here. But he said that there's a fine line with violating the constitutional rights of people, even people who spew hatred, as Mr. Von Braun's website, some people may say, does. So Mr. Persicini said, we can't violate their rights. And these people who operate these websites and they're in these anti-Semite and Aryan Nation and white supremacist groups, they know exactly how far they can go before they cross that constitutional line.
Is there a book or something?
I don't believe it's the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, I think
is there a book that tells
you
where that line is, though? I also saw in one of the reports floating around, I think it was on TOP.com, WTOP.com, sorry, and it said that he actually had some members of Congress names in amongst his book, too.
Right, and I think there were some initial reports that there was a list.
Right.
And how, scary lists can be.
Right.
And, of course,
this is a list that you don't want to be on.
Right. There was no list per se, like a sheet of paper with a to-do list. There were lots of sheets of paper. There were lots of notes. There were lots of books in his car. And amongst those was an address of the Holocaust Museum, the address of the White House, names of congressmen, names of news organizations, but not on one consolidated list that he was, okay, once I'm done at the Holocaust Museum, it's up to 1600 Pennsylvania.
He wasn't quite that organized.
No, not quite that organized. I will say one of the... this is a really emotional story mm-hmm. for a lot of people. It took another emotional turn today. We found out that Officer Johns saw Mr. Braun, who parked his car in the middle of the street of 14th mm-hmm. Street, got out with a .22 rifle, walked in, but apparently had it somehow concealed or by his side. Mm-hmm. He's an 88-year-old elderly man. Officer John saw this elderly man coming to the door, and so he went to open the door for him. Mm. And he held the door open for who he thought was just another elderly visitor coming to the museum. Once he got inside, that's when Von Braun then raised his rifle, shot Officer Johns before he apparently even knew what happened. And at that time, other special police officers on duty there returned fire. They say they believe Von Braun only got off one shot before he was shot, and he is now in critical condition in a local hospital.
And that's what any status on his other than critical?
I'm told this is not confirmed, but his sources are telling us that he was shot in the face. He's in critical condition. Don't know whether he's going to live or die at this point, or he hasn't been downgraded to grave, which was Officer John's immediate condition when he arrived at the hospital. He was listed as grave, so we knew that he was, you know, in serious condition there.
And I think it's important to reiterate, particularly for our audience, that the reason these charges are being filed, they're federal charges, is because this is considered federal property.
Well, it is, but in the District of Columbia does not have a prosecutor. So if Mr. Braun had shot and killed Officer Johns on the street, this would still be prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. However, there would not be the chance of a death penalty because it would not have been a federal crime. The District of Columbia is unique in many ways, as people know. Mm-hmm. And one of those is that they do not prosecute their own local cases, except for some very minor youth offenders, some very minor cases. For the vast majority of cases in the District of Columbia are prosecuted by the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia.
Okay, so because it was in the building, then
on
that's
federal property,
where the death penalty starts to come
that
in.
That is exactly where death penalty comes in. Correct, absolutely. And I would just add also that the FBI is pleading with the public. If you know Mr. Braun, you're seeing his picture, you cannot turn on the television without seeing this man's picture. Mm-hmm. If you know him, if you talk to him, if you encountered him, or you heard somebody else talking about him, they want to talk to you. I can tell you the FBI was out on the mall yesterday. DC homicide detectives were out in force on the mall yesterday talking to anyone and asking reporters, who have you interviewed? We want to speak to who you've interviewed.
Why?
If you've talked, because they want to talk to the witnesses who were in the museum, because, you know, they evacuated the building and there went all their witnesses. It were scattered about. So they're trying to, you know, if you were a tourist, if you were down in the museum yesterday, they want to talk to you. If you encountered Mr. Braun in the past, they want to talk to you. They're trying to recreate the last 36 hours of Mr. Braun's past 2 days.
And I know there's a phone number that they've given out. I'm sure you
and
guys.
I have no idea.
No, I know. We'll get it on TO.
But you can call your local police. Right. You can call the FBI. You can, if you know something, you dial 911, call. They'll get you the right
And we'll
people.
Chase down the number, and we'll get it on federalnewsradio.com, so you can chase that down as well.
You know, there's one other interesting thing is that they activated what is known as the active shooter theater status, and that is when they have a homicide in action, and that is what triggered the paramilitary response, the FBI, the helicopters. Everybody went into attack within 20 minutes. There was a regional conference call with every chief of police in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, putting them all on alert. Mm-hmm. You know, we know from Mumbai, the lessons from Mumbai is when there's something happens over here, be careful that it's not a diversion to something else happening over there.